Broadcasting worldwide on the Golf Club Network, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hey, welcome into the clubhouse. It's a gorgeous end of February day. Focus today is hack golf, game golf, tailor-made golf, golf travel, and tour golf. Yeah, hack golf. Let's hack golf, like in take it apart, put it back together again, hacking into something. Let's change it. Let's twist it around. Let's do something exciting with it. Yes, indeed, TaylorMade has put up some $5 million, a proposal to energize this game, to bring more people into the game, to make it fun. I mean, I consider it fun all the time. But that's what we're going to be talking about with Charlie Coutts, about TaylorMade CEO Mark King's Grow the Game proposal. We'll be back after we thank our sponsors with Charlie to talk about it.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Acura of Honolulu. Now more than ever, choosing an Acura just makes sense. With this much traffic, you should ride in comfort. Introducing the Acura RLX and RLX Advance. Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, visually stunning. Nature and Robert Trent Jones Jr. conspired to create a stunning venue for golfers of all abilities. A unique and unforgettable golf experience. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Jam. And Star Protection. Get your property threat and risk assessment, then protection for your home or business, for your concert or special event, like the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. Get the Star Team on your property. Star Protection is what you need in Hawaii and California.
Ah, yes, and the extended President's Day savings. A new Acura would be so sweet with the soft Milano leather and the Bluetooth hands-free link, and they're extending the rates as low as 0.9% APR. So going down to Acura, they're on Ala Moana Boulevard, 777 Ala Moana. Lots of things in the news today. Anna Nordqvist is still in the lead, but look at Michelle Wee. She came back. She was so good, 67, then the 73, and she pulled it together again. That's what I was worried about. Shot a 69. She's tied with NB Park in second. They've got one more round to go. Something that, you know, when you're going to go play a round of golf today, for instance, at Poipu, where the Skins is being played, the Southside Men's Club's going out, as well as the Oar Group, and may you all hit the sweet spot every time. Get your sunscreen on. Patrick Harrington is being treated for skin cancer. It's very serious. You need to protect your skin all over, okay? And reapply. That's the most important thing. That's all I can say. Now, of course, we've got the Accenture match play going on. This is maybe the last time they're at Dove Mountain. And it was interesting to hear Ernie Els say he really likes it there. He'd like it to stay there, but doesn't seem like it's going to be. We'll be talking with Rex Hoggard about the chances of that. We had a chance to listen in to Jordan Spieth. Why is he very comfortable on this golf course, this Dove Mountain course? Why is he comfortable in match play? But on the course in particular, he said something to effect of what's not to like on a PGA Tour manicured course.
I like match play.
The golf course is kind of like we're
having some problems with our audio, and that's just fine. We'll get it all sorted out. Let's bring in, from Hack Golf, the man who can give us the insight into, if you've got a great idea, TaylorMade has put up some money that might fund it. Charlie Coutts, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks a lot for having me on.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure. You're in beautiful West Coast. Where are you calling in from?
Yeah, calling in from San Diego this morning.
Love it.
Always. About once a week right now, I hear from somebody out on the East Coast with more snow, so definitely lucky, but nothing to complain about in Hawaii either, I'm sure.
No, just it's going to be a foggy day, which means, you know, the haze is coming across, but mostly sunny this morning. Get out and play some golf. Charlie Coutts, TaylorMade Adidas Golf in Global Marketing and Corporate Communications. He traveled over 25 weeks on the tour 2012 through the 2013 season, documented his travels on Twitter. He was described by somebody as having the best job in social media. I can't say that I disagree with that. That must have been wonderful, Charlie.
Yeah, it was quite an experience over the last couple of years. I was fortunate to go out and spend some time not only with our players and the products, but week to week out on the tour van, which is one of the coolest, most unique parts of the company. So from one kind of very special or cool initiative to the other, I think, with the transition that we've made into working more, spending more of my time on Hack Golf.
Absolutely, Kate. Now, Hack Golf. Hack Golf is not like a hacker, you know, like in, you're out there on the golf course hacking it around. That's not the kind of hacking we're talking about, right?
No, yeah, I think if anything, coming out of the announcement at the PGA show, I heard a little bit about the name, but the idea of hacking is really more in the tech sense, in the more modern sense. The word hack itself is a verb which we recognize to mean, you know, improvising something new, or in this case, really taking a broad scale look at golf and opening it up to everybody and anybody to say, you know, not necessarily hack the game that it's broken, but what are some new and fun, innovative ideas that we can bring to the game that, you know, really the main message of the campaign is around fun. How can we make the game more fun for everybody?
Yeah, interesting. Snowboarding was brought up. Snowboarding saving the ski industry because the kids liked the snowboard, taking the skateboard into the ski arena. Now, the question I have for you is, you know, we're asking the core audience that we talk to day in and day out, the core golfer, to think of something fun. But usually these things happen, they evolve. You don't know how it's going to be. And I'm not sure that if something evolves, you know, from the outside, the way snowboarding, they poo-pooed snowboarding. The skiers went, snowboarding, what's this? You know, the traditionalists. Well, the traditionalists, do you think they're ready to embrace something really out of the box?
Yeah, I think it's an interesting kind of point in the industry in that, you know, even Mark King, our CEO, who kind of really rallied behind this back in January, has kind of said, you know, the industry's been in denial for a number of years due to the decline, but I think the positive outlook that we have on it with Hack Golf is that the industry is also potentially more open than ever before to the idea that, you know, golf can evolve and in some cases, you know, shift into a new, not necessarily demographic, but even the way Ted Bishop, the president of the PGA of America, talked about foot golf, at the PGA show, I just read online this morning, there's more than 50 of those courses already sprouting up in the United States. So, you know, I think the idea behind Hack Golf, too, we just want to emphasize, it's not necessarily just the core golfer we're trying to reach with the initiative. I think, you know, of the almost 2,000 people who've signed up and gotten engaged with the site so far, a large percentage of them, for sure, are kind of categorizing themselves as avid players. But I think really one of the goals or one of the benchmarks we want to set with the initiative is to reach a broader scale, like you suggest around snowboarding, that, you know, a traditionalist, someone who understands the game, 18 holes, par 72, might not have the foresight or necessarily the interest to expand golf into a new platform similar to snowboarding or, you know, the X Games or something like that. But I think the broader the reach we can get, the broader the audience we can get inside the community really expressing those ideas, I think the better off we'll be. So that's really a big focus for us over the next couple months is to get not only the golf community engaged, but also those kind of on the fringe of the golf community, lapsed golfers, parents, kids, you know, get some people in here, some fresh thinking, some fresh ideas. And I think this site really enables that like never before, really the idea of the open innovation platform that anybody's voice can be heard has really opened up the idea that, you know, somebody can really reach around the world and connect with us in a way that's pretty powerful online.
We're talking with Charlie Coutts, hackgolf.org. At the PGA Tour, the PGA of America show, there was this initiative introduced, and it was brought to us by Mark King, the CEO of TaylorMade. But Joe Bettitz and PGA President Bishop Ted Bishop and just Gary Hamill was the business strategist. He was on hand too. It's interesting how he talked about stuffy elitism in the golf game. Are we going to go outside of that? Now, the reason I bring that up again is I don't know how we're going to, golfers listen to golf things. You know, automatically you hashtag golf on Twitter or anywhere and people latch onto it who are golfers. How do we go and find those places where we want to reach into and pull their interest into the game And that's a question I'd like you to ponder, and we'll address it after this break. My name is Danielle Tucker. We're talking with Charlie Kautz, hackgolf.org. We'll be back right after this.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Why wait to drive the Acura ILX? Why wait to experience design with purpose? An exterior so unique, you have to see it to believe it. Why wait to grab life by the wheel when you can do it now with paddle shifters in the Acura ILX? Why wait another 25 years to get what you want? The 2014 Acura ILX. Don't wait. Have a quarter-life crisis.
The 2014 ILX. Visit your local Acura dealer today.
The Acura RDX is incredibly spacious, with over 38 inches of rear legroom and over 76 cubic feet of cargo space. With leather-trimmed seating surfaces, the RDX interior was named one of Ward's 10 Best. The 2014 Acura RDX. Create your own space in the world. Acura reminds you to properly secure items stored in cargo area.
The 2014 RDX. Visit your local Acura dealer today.
Star Protection Agency, providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Licensed and bonded. Property guard and patrol services. Loss prevention. Star Protection provides the security you need with the industry-leading internet-based reporting system. One call does it all. 532-3911. Or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection, locally owned with people you trust.
Hi, we have a new phone number for you to call with your questions or your comments or your suggestions. The number is 844-332-8500. Please call that number. It's 844-332-8500. With your questions, your comments, or your suggestions about your game, or about the game, or about what we're talking about. Let us know maybe what the funniest or most memorable moment was that happened to you on the golf course. You could be the winner of a couple of sleeves of golf balls. The number is 844-332-8500. Looking forward to hearing from you.
Yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
On that note, let's give away a couple of sleeves of golf balls, tailor-made golf balls. All you got to be is the ninth caller, and the number is 808-296-5467. 296-5467. We're talking with Charlie Kautz, tailor-made Adidas Golf. He's into global marketing and corporate communications, was for it. Now he's focusing on something TaylorMade's CEO, Mark King, introduced at the PGA of America show, the PGA show, in January. It's called Hack Golf. Find it at hackgolf.org. And if you've got an idea, if you've got an idea that you think will be fun, maybe, I don't know, Charlie, they were talking about maybe 30 to 90 minutes, you know, because of our time constraints. Those kinds of ideas are what they're looking for, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think the critical point with the ideas is that really we're looking for anything from a contribution perspective that if you've played golf, if you've interacted with it, if you've been to a driving range, you might have some shape or form of an idea and some thinking, just some creativity around how to get, you know, how to make the game more fun, how to make it more accessible. I do think Ted's point that you highlight around, you know, really in the modern society that we live, we have so many things competing for our attention that, you know, that even the two kind of critical frustrations that people have outlined on the website so far in the almost 1,000 contributions that we've seen are what I kind of call the get out of my way and stay out of my wallet. You know, we're hearing people cost and time are the real barriers, the real obvious barriers that come to mind for people. And I think to get outside of that box a little bit is really what we're searching for. And in some cases, I think we are seeing some, you know, some initial ideas that are at least sparking our curiosity around, you know, what might be a 60-minute entry into golf, what might be a 90-minute experience that's a little bit more palatable for somebody who, you know, quite frankly, doesn't have the time, four or five and a half hours, even some rounds that get pretty long to go out and play around the golf. So I think yeah, I think it's a fantastic point from Ted. And also, I think Gary Hamill talked a little bit about that, you know, it's just, especially given the nature of the game, so many people can find a long round of golf pretty frustrating. So if we can make it a little bit more digestible, that 30, 60, 90-minute experience for those people, I think might become a little bit more enticing. And also, it just enables regularity, something that you can do every weekend, every few weeks.
You know, Poipu Bay Golf Course, they came up with a really cool idea. They do this three holes. You get to go after work, practice. It starts at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. You go to their practice facility and, of course, the range balls, and then you get a golf cart, and you get to play the first three holes of the course. And there's a par 3, 4, and 5. And it's only $25. Now, that's, you know, maybe 90 minutes right there, right? But you can do that after work. I think that's one of the things that I thought it was just ingenious, because it's kind of traditional, and yet it allows you to just invest a certain amount of time. And speaking of investments, the TaylorMade contribution to all of this, Mark King announced at the PGA Merchandise Show, $5 million to fund these experimentations to grow the game?
Yeah, that he said up to $5 million over the next 5 years. I think, you know, really it makes a statement from the company, not only TaylorMade, but also just for the state of the game. I think one of the things we're also trying to communicate, and that will become a little bit clearer probably in the next month or so, is that if it's just TaylorMade, if it's just an initiative from our side, that, you know, the likelihood that we're going to be successful isn't as great as if we can kind of incorporate a bigger coalition of partners and a stronger group to kind of go out and outreach to beyond the core golf or beyond the people that we're seeing on the site so far. But I think to your point around, you know, the end goal being to funding and prototyping some of these experiments or ideas, the process is really a three-step approach that we're taking with it. So, you know, first, and kind of between now and April, we're looking at what we call phase one on the site. It's really a beta site right now, but which is to diagnose the fun problem. We really want to hear, you know, from golfers everywhere and non-golfers, what are the frustration factors? What is the outside looking in, the things that are taking fun away from the game? Number two, we hope to generate thousands of really practical and useful ideas to maybe make golf more fun and spotlight the most promising ones. And then thirdly, hopefully before the end of the year, really we're targeting about October's time to be able to prototype and begin experimenting with some of the best ideas. So that's really where the funding will come in. And I think, the highlight you make around the local course there with the three-hole experiment or the three-hole, you know, for $25, you can go out and kind of get your golf fix. I think the most fascinating part of Hack Golf to me is that by establishing the platform and leaving it open, you know, just about anybody can go on. So whether you're a course operator or a greenskeeper or anybody else, I think you see an idea that you might find useful for your club. You know, I think it's going to be enabling in that way. We want people to go out and experiment on their own and feel empowered to go try things that they think are going to work. And some of the examples that are being submitted to the site, you know, all over the country and all over the world, you know, we're hearing from people in Australia, Europe, just about everywhere on the site, and even over the phone, over mail, we're getting a lot of contributions. So I think, it's definitely something where we are working towards a funding and experimentation, but really over the initial stage of the site, the goal is to outline critically what are the critical frustration factors, and then how can we generate a lot of ideas to tackle those.
How does one submit ideas they might have?
Yep, yeah, the process we've tried to make just about as simple as we can. So you log on, you go to hackgolf.org, and really the first only requirement is just that you sign up if you want to make a contribution. So it's a pretty simple process. You put your name in, email, and then just a couple quick questions. I think one of the questions is about golf background. So you identify, are you a casual player or an avid player? And then the way Excite exists right now, there's kind of a three questions we ask. Number one is, what takes away the fun away from golf for you? And then the second question is, what's your idea for changing it? So it's really pretty simple. And then tonight, we're going to kind of have a refresh of the site where we start to categorize more specifically 10 different categories of the end-to-end experience. So we want to know not only just about the frustration factors of playing the game, but also, you know, everything from equipment and clothing to, you know, enjoying the course away from the game. What's frustrating about trying to follow golf on TV, just the end-to-end experience. So, yeah, really just you go on the site, you sign up, and then you can start to participate, start to comment on other things and make your contribution.
I went on and I signed up and I found it, I wanted to find out what it'd be like. You know, does it, is it like really intrusive, like 14,000 questions, including how much money I make? and it's not, it's not. It's very just, hi, your name, your ad, you know, the email address you'd like to be contacted by, bam. It was just, I didn't feel like I was giving away my life, you know, and I like that a lot. Now, what the, to your point of getting others involved, we've got TaylorMade obviously is involved, but how does TaylorMade convince the Nike, the Cleveland, the Callaway, the Titleist, the Ping, the, you know, Cobra to join forces? Even though, to my way of thinking, it's the only way for them to sell more equipment.
Yeah, I think I don't know that the way you positioned the question around convincing them. I think certainly there's been conversation in the last month around, you know, from the outside looking in, with just TaylorMade on board, you know, it might look like more of a business opportunity or a business initiative for us.
Yes.
Yeah, self-promotion, self-fulfilling, a marketing exercise, whatever you might call it. But I do think that you know, I think the PGA of America is on board so far, and I think that, you know, if we're able to build a little bit more of a healthier coalition of partners in the next month or so, where it really showcases that, hey, it's not a business exercise. It's a lot more around, you know, goodwill for the game, the opportunity to bring more people into the game. I think, you know, it will legitimize it in a way that goes beyond just a TaylorMade new thing at the PGA show for that type of person who's going to have that viewpoint on the outside looking in, and hopefully make it really a destination for people to go and have a conversation and become more of a powerful community for golfers. I think the idea that you're able to go on and you know, talk to golfers around the world about, hey, I might agree with something that somebody else outlines is frustrating, and then also make it kind of a hotbed for ideas for people to come on and share new things and take new things. But no, I don't think we're hiding from the question that industry support is needed. And, you know, to legitimize that support, we're probably going to have to, you know, showcase how the site is making a difference through the experiments that we're running, and also prove out that, again, it's not necessarily a business or a revenue exercise. I think Mark King, our CEO, highlighted at the PGA show, you know, the contribution, the $5 million over the next 5 years, or the up to $5 million, it's not being put in place as a revenue generating exercise. I think it is being put in place as a really critical effort to grow the game, to get more people engaged and involved. And hopefully, you know, as the site advances and as the initiative advances, that'll come to light. It'll be really transparent for people that we're not running the site because we're out of ideas. We just think the game needs more to make it more welcoming, more inviting for new players.
Absolutely. I mean, core golfers, even core golfers, 25% down. And those core golfers make up, what, 90% of the spending? And then we've lost 5 million just regular golfers, casual golfers. You know, we're not growing the game. All this effort to grow the game. So obviously we've got to start thinking outside the box. And I really appreciate the time you've spent with me on the show. Charlie Coutts, hackgolf.org. That's where you go with your ideas. Thanks for being on the show.
Yeah, thanks a lot. I really enjoyed it. And yeah, I hope to have some of your viewers, listeners on the website soon. We'll certainly be watching out for them.
Excellent. Aloha.
Aloha. See you later.
We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets, or join the Star team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911, 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get Star Protection.
Let's see, 40 yards to the pin, wind in my face. Where's my wedge? I saw this flop shot on TV. Oh, not even close. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Congratulations, Len Nakahara of Honolulu. You are our first winner this morning. A couple of sleeves of tailor-made golf balls. And thanks to Charlie Couts for being on the show with us. You know, let's go out to the Accenture Match Play. Dove Mountain is the location. And boy, there was some exciting golf being played. I hope it continues like this over the weekend. We've got Jordan Spieth and Ernie Els playing up against each other. Jordan Spieth, it's just amazing what this young man has done. Now, I don't want to put him up on a pedestal, on a platform, on the expectation train, because every time something's going to happen to this 20-year-old man, and he's going to have to deal with things, and we'll see how he does, because it happens always in life. Well, everything's not always roses, and I'm just thrilled where he's at. Now, he was asked on why he's so comfortable in almost any situation he gets thrown in, whether it's match play or stroke play or whatever golf course. And he basically said, what's not to like on a PGA Tour manicured course?
I like match play. I love match play. You know, the golf course is cool. I've had a couple balls go in the cactus, but other than that, kept it in play. It's a great spot, perfect weather. It's hard not to like it. It's hard not to like PGA Tour golf courses. I have a lot of experience in match play. Going back to junior days, I mean, I've been very successful. You can draw back here and there on certain experiences, but ultimately, you just, like I think Matt said it, you just want to play it like it's a stroke play round. I mean, you just, you know, obviously when you see your opponent in trouble, you know, maybe you'll be a little more conservative. Other than that, you know, I'm striking the ball really well right now, coming off a couple good weeks, the last couple weeks, so just riding confident.
Riding confident, indeed he is, going up against Ernie Els was amazing. I'll have him later in the show. He talks about Jordan Spieth and how much he admires him, so they'll be up against each other today. Let's bring in, from Accenture Match Play, Rex Hoggard, GolfChannel.com senior writer, tour reporter, analyst, sometimes co-host Morning Drive. Welcome to the show, Rex.
Thank you very much, and I will put the pressure on him. I mean, I think if he is not already, he's going to be a very, very special player.
Yeah, you're going to put him on the X, but we don't want to put those expectations. I mean, it was Tiger, and he falls from grace, and then he doesn't win, and the whole thing, oh, he's not winning anymore. You know, that's the thing that I just get frustrated with our young players, but he is exceptional, absolutely. Let me talk to you about the bracket buster, Mr. Ian Poulter. What happened to Mr. Ian Poulter? He destroyed everybody's bracket.
You know, he definitely took a chunk out of mine, and mine's pretty much been picked apart. I think all I have left is Jason Day, but he wasn't playing his best, and I think Ricky Fowler found something this week. I mean, he's playing today. I wouldn't be surprised if he's playing tomorrow. So, I mean, I think in match play, we talk about the bracket busting, we talk about the upset. I don't really believe that, because I think at this event, you know, we had the top-ranked player, Henrik Stenson, playing the theoretical 64-ranked player, Pappy Barnard. And I could have easily seen Kiridesh winning that match because of how well he's playing.
Yeah, he was. I mean, he's a good player. It's like Hideki Matsuyama. You know, all of these guys, we worry about Tiger Woods not showing up. It's not a big deal as long as they're playing as well as they're playing. I mean, watching Graham McDowell yesterday was magic. Were you there?
I was, and I've pretty much been with Graham every step of the way this week, simply because I thought the guy he played the first round was going to make it to the finals, Gary Woodland. And then I thought the same thing about Justin Rose in round two and then Hunter Mahan yesterday. I just kept thinking that, you know, Graham's time's going to run out, and he just continued to get better. If you think about this, Graham has never hit a tee shot in this tournament with Elite. I mean, that's amazing to me, that he's made it all the way to Saturday, and he's yet to tee off with any type of lead. And he's playing a guy in Victor Dubuisson who hasn't teed off trailing. So it's sort of that'll be a fun match to watch today as well.
Let's take a listen to what Graham McDowell said about his new record. He figures he's got a new record in the books right now.
Yeah, I haven't struck a tee shot yet whilst being up in a match. I mean, I think that's probably a ridiculous stat. I mean, you can safely say it's never happened in this event ever for a guy to be into the last day and not to have actually led a match yet. It's kind of incredible. Like I say, I mean, the putts on 8, 9, and 10 today were my first opportunities to go ahead in a match, and I couldn't seem to get the job done. You know, it was like, it's really kind of until my back's been against the wall, I haven't really been able to kind of pull the shots off so far this week. And, I'm just going to have to try and bottle that intensity for 18 holes tomorrow morning and see if I can get ahead in a match and actually try and stamp my authority on one as opposed to somehow getting the job done. I'm not sure how.
Somehow getting the job done. Some of those putts were just amazing. So staying power, Graham McDowell, Ernie Els. I mean, Ernie was not playing his best golf, and here he is playing today, right?
Well, here's a story about Ernie, and this is all really you need to know about Ernie this week. He started the season, he had practiced a lot with the short putter. Of course, he's used the belly putter for the last few years, and he felt like he had found a short putter that he liked, and so when he showed up at the Cutter Masters to start his season, he didn't play very well with the belly putter on Thursday, Friday, switched to the short putter on Saturday, Sunday, used the short putter on Thursday, Friday in Abu Dhabi, then switched back last week in Los Angeles to the belly on Thursday, Friday, and then went to the short putter on Saturday and Sunday. And he still has the long putter with him this week, but he hasn't reached for it. So that shows you he's searching for answers.
He's searching for answers, but he seems to be really happy with his new toys. He called it, I think, new golf ball, new clubs, new. Didn't he call them new toys?
He does. Yeah, he does. And I think he is happy with where he's at. I mean, I think the new golf ball was a big part about why he was able to switch to the shorter putter, because he felt like it was soft enough and he was getting enough feel around the greens that he could give it a try. And when he was back home in the offseason in South Africa, he shot the course record twice at his home club in South Africa using the short putter. So it shows you that he feels like things are trending in the right direction. And he sort of alluded to this 2 days ago that, look, I'm putting like I used to, and it's just taken me a while to get back here. And when you think about what he used to do, it's pretty amazing.
Yes, it is. I heard someone this morning on Morning Drive say something to the effect on Golf Channel that he's been swinging it so softly for so long, we take it for granted what a great player he is. And he's a big man. I mean, shaking his hand, and I've said this many times, is really an amazing experience. And you're a Marine. You know, Rex Hoggard is a Marine. So, I mean, I can't call you a former Marine. Once a Marine, always a Marine, right, Rex?
Yes, that's correct. And then to answer your question, yes, I'm intimidated sometimes. Well, it depends. If he's coming off a good round, Ernie's one of the best guys to talk to. But if he's coming off a little hot, you probably want to steer clear of him.
And he can be so sweet, and he just goes from. He said something about his mental attitude that I think is really important. He feels optimistic for the first time in a while, that a good game is coming, and we have a soft spot for him in Hawaii. Hauakalei is the course that he designed, and of course he always comes here and plays the Sony. So it's great to see him in this, going up again, against Dubuisson, it's going to be an interesting one. Now, how about nice guys finishing last? I didn't get the full story on the Sergio Garcia conceding. Oh, my brain just went south, Rex.
Good. Let's just call it good.
Yeah, tell us what happened.
Well, it was very interesting. It was almost surreal yesterday. I mean, and basically what happened is Sergio had hit on the sixth hole yesterday during his match with Ricky Fowler, and his ball had come to rest near a sprinkler that had some water around it. There were a lot of bees. Sergio wanted to get a ruling to get a drop away from the bees, and it took a little while, and so Ricky had to wait to attempt his birdie putt, which was about 8 feet. They went ahead and played the hole out. They tied with pars. Ricky did not make the putt. They go to the next hole, and they're both staring at par putt on the seventh green. And Ricky's was about 18 feet, I believe, and Sergio's was about 7 feet, if I'm not mistaken. And it was a surreal moment when Ricky's lining up his putt for par, and he probably needed that to have the match. And, like, out of the blue, Sergio just goes, hey, you want to just good. You just want to take it even. And, like, it took Ricky three times before he actually understood what Sergio was trying to tell him. And then finally, Ricky's like, I kind of wanted to putt it out, but I would have been an idiot had I done that.
It's
so he went ahead and did it. Yeah, and Sergio did it because he felt bad because Ricky had to wait on the sixth green. And and I think it was an interesting statement from Sergio. He's gone through a rough 12 months. We all know, you know, what's happened with Sergio off the golf course over the last 12 months. And I think this was kind of his way of saying that look, golf has gotten a little nasty. I think this. I needed to make a point that it's a gentleman's game.
Oh, very nice. I was just surprised when I heard, you know, 18 feet. It's like, usually, you know, gimme is like, you let somebody, 1 foot, you know, that's, you know, forget it. You know, you're fine. But
My friends on Saturday morning do not give me 18-foot putts.
No. Okay, so today it's Ricky Fowler and Jim Furyk. Jim is so steady. I was surprised. Harris English, I thought, was going to get him. And it just, Jim pulled it out.
Well, Jim has never advanced to the weekend and since this event has been at Dove Mountain. It's not a golf course that he felt like suited his game very well. He always tried to play sort of out of his comfort zone. He tried to cut some corners and hit the ball a little bit higher. And he just was never able to perform here. And I think this week he kind of clicked that, look, I just need to play my game. And that's play to the meat of the fairway, put it on the green, take my chances with the putter. And he is such a good putter that, you know, had he done that before, he probably would have won one of these things. And you're right. I kind of had Harris going all the way through simply because of how well he's been playing and how much confidence he has for a young man.
Yeah, exactly. So, but Jim is just steady. That's the thing about him. He just doesn't seem to get affected, you know, by anything around him. He except, of course, when he duck hooks drive in the open. And it's like, wait a minute. That affected him. Okay. On Dove Mountain, the question of whether the WGC Accenture will be played there in the future, or where it'll be played at all, seems to be up in the air. First of all, have you heard anything about it being played at Dove Mountain again next year?
I don't think so. And I think it will be played. I don't think that they'll take it off the schedule. I think eventually they'll find a sponsor and a venue. I don't think Dove Mountain is the option. It's not as though Dove Mountain won't have them back, and I guess there still is a possibility it might stay in Tucson, is the indications that I've gotten this week. But there's a litany of possible venues. I mean, everything from moving it to Florida to perhaps moving it to Harding Park in San Francisco, which is a TPC Network golf course, to Bogota, Colombia has come up. So there's a lot of things going on. Tim Fincham, the commissioner of the PGA Tour, is going to have a press conference tomorrow. But to be honest with you, I don't suspect any answers.
You don't expect any answers to the question of where it'll be played next year? I mean, it's only a year away. How much lead time does a location, as Jordan Spieth said earlier, you know, playing a PGA Tour course, what's not to like? They're all perfect. How long does it take to get one up to PGA Tour specs?
It depends on the golf course, to be quite honest with you. And this one's unique, as we know. I mean, with only 64 players in the field, it's a little bit different than a normal event that might have 156 guys, and you need a lot of grow in. But I don't think that will be an issue. I mean, they're probably looking at, I guess they would probably reach some sort of point of no return within the next 2 or 3 months. But I think they still have a little bit of time. And I think it's less about the venue right now, to be quite honest with you, than trying to secure a title sponsor. And the title sponsor has a lot of say in where they want their event. So I think it'll kind of depend on who they get to sponsor this event will sort of dictate where it ends up going.
Okay. Now, final question, and it has to do with the Olympics, of course. This is the final weekend of the Olympics. Very exciting. Olympic golf, there's been some promotion on Golf Channel about it. Do you feel the guys around you getting excited about playing in the Olympics?
You know, it's still so far away, and to be honest with you, I'm a little excited about it. Going to Rio in a few years and being part of it, watching it on TV, it is pretty exciting. I think for the players, it's a little bit too early. I mean, it's so far away. There's so many unknowns. I don't think anyone is exactly sure how the teams are going to shape up. And so I think right now it's still something that it depends on the player and what country he's from is what I've discovered. If it's a player from, let's say, KJ Choi from South Korea, it's very important to him. Mm. Whereas for a player from the United States, I think they would probably put a major championship above an Olympic gold medal. So it kind of depends on the player, and it'll probably heat up as we get closer to the event.
Exciting, exciting. So you're taking Jason Day here to go all the way, right?
I am. Well, I mean, I did it at the beginning of the week. I can't change now. That's bad form.
Yeah, absolutely, it's bad form. Why do you like Jason Day?
He's played this event so well, and Jason is in an interesting spot right now. That when you look at what's coming up, and the Masters means so much to him, and he's playing so well, and he's one of the few guys, to be quite honest with you, that likes this golf course. He loves this format. He doesn't give a putt. I mean, he's sort of the anti Sergio Garcia in that category, where I've seen him make guys putt out two footers. So I think it's just a format that fits him well. He's coming into form. And with an eye to the Masters, I think he wants to make sure that he is on top of his game.
Excellent. Well, he's a great young man, and he's got a great game. I want to see him close it out. That seems to be the, I don't know what it is, but he's almost there, and, you know, something happens. And but he won in Australia, so I hope that it continues for him. So we've got Jason Day, Louis Oosthuizen, Ricky Fowler versus Jim Furyk, Jordan Spieth, Ernie Els, and Victor Dubuisson and Graham McDowell. Going to be exciting. Watch it on television. What station's it on?
It will be on the Golf Channel this morning, and then I think we have early round coverage, and then it switches over to CBS Sports.
Okay. So, and we can always catch Rex Hoggard. He's got insight. Find him at golfchannel.com. Senior writer, tour reporter, analyst, sometimes co-host. Have I left anything out?
That's about it. Father, Marine, I think we've covered everything.
Thanks for being on the show, Rex.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Aloha. We'll be back. We're going to take some traveling time because Michael Patrick Shields, you know, he's going to Ireland. Of course he's going to Ireland. He goes to Ireland every year. He's been about, and we're going to find out where it was and what he thinks of where he's been. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
You get up, you head out, you approach your Acura RLX. You push start, check surface street traffic with available AcuraLink. Feel the Acura RLX's 310 horsepower pin you back. Hug the turns with precision all-wheel steer. You park, hit your desk, get it done. You head home in your 2014 Acura RLX. Your day is anything but routine. 3-year traffic subscription included. See your Acura dealer for system and coverage details.
2014 RLX. Visit your local Acura dealer today.
The beaten path is not for everyone. That's why we designed the new Acura MDX just for you. With dual-eye LED headlights so you can see what others don't. One-button access to the third row with one-touch walk-in and available AcuraLink surface street traffic. Introducing the new 2014 Acura MDX. Maybe it's called the beaten path because it can be beaten. 3-year traffic subscription included. See your Acura dealer for system and coverage details.
2014 MDX. Visit your local Acura dealer today.
In the security business, trust is earned over time. That's why Star Protection Agency has grown to be the largest locally owned security company in Hawaii. We've earned a reputation as a common sense, highly responsive, cutting edge security provider. Our clients know that we're watching out for them. We know that our fast response is what makes us a star performer.
And we'd like to thank our clients for their trust over the past 20 years.
Trust your security to the Star. Star Protection Agency.
Hi, we have a new phone number for you to call with your questions or your comments or your suggestions. The number is 844-332-8500. Please call that number. It's 844-332-8500. With your questions, your comments, or your suggestions about your game or about the game or about what we're talking about, let us know maybe what the funniest or most memorable moment was that happened to you on the golf course. You could be the winner of a couple of sleeves of golf balls. The number is 844-332-8500. Looking forward to hearing from you.
Here's the local rule sign.
Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Speaking of golf balls, and because we just love Star Protection and they love you, we're going to give away some more golf balls right now from TaylorMade. And the number is 808-296-5467. All you've got to be is the ninth caller. We make this very simple. It's got to be fun, like the game. Our focus now is traveling. Yes, traveling. Did I give you the number? 808-296-5467? 296-5467. Traveling, going to Ireland in March, Deer Valley in April. Wouldn't you like to have a schedule like, you just got back from Marco Island, you were staying at the Marriott, you played the Rookery, you know? You just had a blast. You like that? Oh, yeah, me too. I'd like that too. But if it's not in your budget, can I suggest that you go to Travel Tattler? Just go to Travel Tattler. And it'll redirect you to the A position, and there he is, travel writer Michael Patrick Shields. Welcome to the show, Michael.
Aloha. Good to talk to you again. How are you?
I'm good. I'm really, really, really good. It's good to hear your voice. And I got to ask you, you know, when you said you went to the Rookery, I didn't know the Rookery was at Marco Island Marriott. So I went online, you know, I'm looking up all the different golf courses, and I went, oh, the Rookery. Oh, it's in Delaware.
it's a curious name, isn't it? Because when I said that I've gone to the Rookery, you might have thought, is he in jail? Is that a pub somewhere?
Yes.
What is that?
Yes.
What does he mean?
So I was looking at the Rookery in Delaware going, okay, they have family memberships. That's nice. All right.
Yeah, no, it'd be tough to play golf in Delaware, I think, at this time of year, but
yes,
not in Marco Island, Florida, where the Rookery is. And after a little bit of research, which essentially meant that I Googled it, I found out that it has to do with bird watching and bird sanctuary sort of thing. That's what a Rookery is.
I got it.
Yeah, and when you go down there, that's evident, too. There are lots and lots of golf courses in the Marco Island and Naples area, lots of golf development and that sort of thing. And so the vacationers who go to Marco Island typically would fly to Fort Myers, and then it's about a 30-40 minute drive down to Marco Island, where they have this sprawling Marriott that's right on the Gulf of Mexico. And the big event for the day there is they like to go shelling, and they like to get on little sailboats and go into the intercoastal and go onto the remote beaches that you can't reach unless you have a boat and look for shells. And then at sunset, everybody gathers and watches the sun go down, kind of like you and I did at Coolino.
Yes.
It's a big event every day, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
To see the beauty of nature. It's not fireworks. It's not man-made. It's just an awesome event.
Yeah, yeah. It's one of my favorite things to do on Saturday evenings over at the beach bar, Moana Hotel. It's one of the oldest hotels here, one of two, the Royal Hawaiian and the Moana, and you just sit there and, you know, there it goes.
Yeah, another day in your life spent.
So the Rookery is Reese Jones, right? Is that who designed it?
Yeah, and they're redesigning it, and they're redoing these courses all the time, because the important thing to remember in architecture is that a golf course is a living thing, and it changes, and it grows, and it needs care, and it needs feeding, and it needs, sometimes it needs taming, where you need to, you know, bring the brush back and that sort of thing. But what it always needs is money. And when you think about the resort courses in places like Naples and the club courses and the place, even in Hawaii, mm-hmm. for instance, where people come and you've got a golf resort or a resort with a golf course, or a resort that's somehow linked to golf courses, because I think there are different categories of what you would call a real golf course versus a resort that is attached to golf. Part of the complication is adding that cost to your vacation sometimes. And while I was in Naples, one of the courses I visited was called Tiburon, and that's a Greg Norman design. They have 36 holes there over at the Ritz-Carlton, and they play a Champions Tour event there, and the ladies play their, the LPGA has their title holders event there.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to spend some time with Jim Magnuson, who worked on for the PGA of America at the various PGA championships and Ryder Cups, but now he's the marketing sales director there at Tiburon, which is attached to the Ritz-Carlton. And he had an idea and it was a novel kind of marketing idea, and he tried it, and he got 20% increase in people at the resort choosing to play golf. His rounds went up 20%, and the way he did it was by offering free rental clubs, free balls, and free shoes if you book a starting time at Tiburon. So, for instance, if you're staying at the resort, let's say, and you say, you know what, you got an afternoon off, maybe you're at a conference or something, how about we go try golf? How about we go play the golf course? A lot of times you're paying your green fee, and then your rental clubs are sometimes $50, $60 a set. For instance, I peaked at Coalina before we got on the air. And then everybody does it differently, but they're charging $55, and you have to pay for the balls, and very likely you wouldn't have shoes if you decided to do it on a whim. So this Jim Magnuson said, you know, we get the clubs for free from the manufacturers, and the reason they do that is they want you to try them, and they want you to like them, and then they want you to buy them. So he says it really doesn't cost us anything to give the players the clubs for the round and include it. And so, you know, let's say you're a family of four, and you're at a conference, and you're done early, and the kids they're tired of the pool, and you say, well, let's play golf. If you have to rent the clubs on top of the cost of the round, you're talking about probably $250 extra just for the equipment.
Yes.
And, you know, that's prohibitive to some people, especially if they're traveling on the company's dime and the company's not going to cover the golf. We're talking about, you know, $500 probably by the time you pay the green fees and the round. So he tried it out, and he got a 20% increase in play. And I thought that was, you know, in the big scheme of things, I don't know the scope of his business, but he felt that was a successful marketing move to make golf just a little bit more accessible.
Oh, it's perfect. I mean, we started the show with hackgolf.org. You know, it's an initiative by the PGA of America, TaylorMade putting up some money and getting people to go to hackgolf.org. Hack it, you know, like a computer hacking, you know, take it apart, put it back together again, find some new ways to grow the game, to infuse some excitement, kind of like what snowboarding did with the ski industry. You know, it didn't destroy skiing, it won't change the way you play if you play traditionally, but it'll get new blood, new excitement into the game, and maybe they'll transition from snowboarding to skiing as they get older. You know, the game of golf we can play forever, it's until you're 90 or 100 or however long you can walk a course or ride a course. So I think 20% is huge. That's a huge increase. That's a magnificent idea. I was really, that's very good. That's the Tiburon Golf Club at the Ritz-Carlton Golf Resort in Naples, Florida. Naples, Florida, what part is that of Florida?
It's in the southwest. They call it the Paradise Coast. It's southwest, so okay. Fort Myers is down there, and they have a lot of private golf, but they have public golf, too, and I noticed that, you know, that's been known very much as a retirement community, and it still is, but they're trying to be more chic and more hip, because the west of Florida has always been a lot quieter than the east, where it seems like there's a lot more young action and nightclubs and that sort of thing. Yeah, that's the difference between the east and the west coast of Florida, the Atlantic versus the Gulf of Mexico.
Okay, so in the Gulf of Mexico, I love the color of the water when I was looking at some of the pictures. It seems to have a different, I'm not sure what current goes through there, but it just seems to clean it out. And anytime you can, if you're going in the water, you want to find a place like the North Shore. You know, there's a nice current that runs through there along parts of the Windward Coast as well. And that's why the water just seems more refreshing, more oxygenated. Oxygen.
Yeah, well, we haven't seen water. We haven't seen water in Michigan for 2 months now because even the Great Lakes are just about completely frozen over, if you can believe that.
Wow.
So, you know, you're living in the best place in the world there, Hawaii. And so I very much enjoyed watching the tour come through there on television and dreaming. But you've had some rain lately, haven't you?
Oh, yeah, it's been raining. We've got the fog. You know, this is the forecast today. Michael Patrick, it's areas of haze, mostly sunny in the morning, mostly cloudy with scattered showers in the afternoon. High today, 79 to 84. Variable winds, 5 to 15 miles per hour. Haze. You know what that is, really? That's because we have no wind, and because the volcano is erupting on a nonstop basis and has been for 35 years, she creates an incredible amount of VOG. It's all of the particulates that come up during the eruptions. And there's even a way for them to map that. That's just offshore, usually, on the south side of Hawaii, the Big Island. And when the winds are blowing trades, it stays offshore and away from everybody. But when the wind blows out of the south, coming up towards us, it brings all that. And it's a very interesting experience. It's kind of like, wow, what happened to the neighborhood? But today it's looking pretty good. Looks like maybe the winds are shifting. We're at their mercy. We're going to take a break. You want to hang out just a couple more minutes?
As you wish, madam.
As you wish, madam. Well, I want to talk about Bubba Watson's pink driver. I could, you know, it's just amazing. There's a reason why. Not just the shaft. That's, as he put it, that's old news. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
It was our office manager's birthday, and she loves golf. So we decided to get together for golf at Poipu Bay, and we invited a bunch of our customers. It turned into a party. The clubhouse restaurant made a fabulous lunch. The customers had a great time and met the people they give orders to. They were golf buddies long before the 19th hole. Golf at Poipu Bay. Family, friends, business, and fun at Poipu Bay Golf Course on Kauai's South Shore. Spectacular. Call 742-8711 and book your tee time, get together, or event at Poipu Bay. That's 742-8711. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Gem.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club. But you don't know which one to choose? That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to The Golf Club.
We're actually doing a series for the next few weeks to talk about all of the clubs that made the hot list, Golf Digest's hot list. And ladies, if you're going to go play or buy golf clubs, I suggest you go to a demo day or something like that. But if you go to a shop, you know, you go down the street to a shop, take this with you. Get your Golf Digest hot list magazine and, you know, put some page markers. Make it look like you really, I know what I'm talking about. This is what I want to look at, and I'm informed. They'll really get their attention in that shop, because you want to get it good. All right. Anna Nordqvist, she's in the lead, LPGA playing. Inbee Park, Michelle Wee, tied for second. Julieta Granada, Yanni Sen, Christy Kerr, Lydia Ko, Lexi Thompson, Katrina Matthews, Suri Pak, what a fantastic leaderboard on the LPGA. We're talking with Michael Patrick Shields. He's an author, and you can find him at traveltattler.com. Michael, do you follow the LPGA? What do you do when it's snowing and you're snowed in? Do you watch a lot of television?
Are you trying to get the heck out of here? But when you can't, yeah, I watch. And I'm actually very confused this morning watching the match play out of Arizona, where I heard you ask earlier, Rex Hoggard, who's covering the event, who's broadcasting, telecasting the event. I see on the screen at some point a Golf Channel logo, an NBC logo, and a CBS logo all at the same time. And I can't. It's really changed a lot, hasn't it? I mean, I don't know who, and I see some air talent on one network, and then they're on the other network, and it's really, and I'm very curious to see, aren't you, what Fox is going to do once they take over the USGA event?
I'm absolutely. Yes, it will be. I mean, once NBC bought Golf Channel, that became an NBC sports kind of channel, right? So that's why you always see the NBC, and just to let, you know, I'm sure you know this, but that's why you see the Golf Channel logo and you see the NBC logo. What's cute is that, you know, CBS is still included because they're going to broadcast the rest of the program, which is terrific because we get across the board kind of coverage and more different people. Some people just watch CBS, some people just watch NBC because they're committed to their station. Older people.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of people watch on their... they're always trying to tell me to get this app so that I can watch Golf Channel or whatever, wherever I am.
Yeah.
That only works if the cable company is playing, you know, nicely.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. You know, in our particular case, those apps don't work here. But it will be interesting to see how Fox handles all of the USGA events, including, of course, the Open, the U.S. Open, and the Women's U.S. Open. But someone made a point of saying, you know, Fox has so much experience with sports that you have to have some faith that they're going to have figure this out. The only one thing that I've noticed about Fox broadcasting is that the quality of their picture isn't as clean and clear, it seems to me, as NBC and CBS.
You mean like when you're watching football or something like that?
Yeah. Yeah, there's something sharper in the other stations than I see on the Fox broadcast.
Well, I hope it opens up opportunities for, obviously, I guess it will, for new broadcasters. And it'd be very interesting to see if they apply any sort of new philosophy to how to cover golf.
Yes.
To who's in the tower and who's on the ground and what sort of reverence or lack of reverence do they pay to the game in terms of graphics and sound effects and where they put cameras and all that. It seems to me that depending on their deal with the USGA and how much creative control the USGA has, I'd be very curious to see a brand new look of it, won't you?
Yes, absolutely. It's going to be, I don't know how many different ways that you can, unless you, you know, quad screen it. So
yeah.
For those people who have short attention spans are tired of watching this group, so you can have this group and this group and this group and this group, and you don't have to be dependent on the director or the producer calling the shots. You can watch it live because that's the person you want to watch, so you get to choose as you're going. I mean, that's possible. I deal with split screens all the time, and the way our attention span is, I don't think that would be a problem for people. So it is going to be an interesting unfolding, if you will. I wonder how much the USJ will have to say about it being a traditional broadcast, as you mentioned. So all of these things are... Now, I brought up Bubba Watson before you go. Why did you notice? I mean, you're watching a little golf. Did you notice that pink driver head that he uses?
Can't miss it, can you?
No, I mean, in his backswing, it's like, wow, man, coming at you. Well, there's a reason why he has a pink driver head, and it's really quite a good reason, very good reason. And he explains it right now. I'm sorry. Raphael is doing such a great job. He's not feeling well today. He's here with a migraine. And I really appreciate... Raph, you're doing a fabulous job. Yes, that's the one right there.
When I did the driver a few years ago, the year that I won the Masters, 2012, I did it for charity. You know, I went to Ping, went to John Soheim, and asked them if we could do a pink driver head. The shaft has always been for fun. If you're going to be the longest, why not have a pink shafted driver? You know, it'd be funny. But then the driver head itself, we did for charity. We raised right around $350,000 for a children's hospital in Phoenix. So we built a lab. It's called the Ping and Bubba Watson Gate Lab in the children's hospital in Phoenix. And so that's what we donated the money to, and they're building it out. Should be done in a few months, probably about 4 or 5 months it'll be done. So kids will start going in there and they'll be able to see how they walk, why their hips move a certain way, where they're born with certain illnesses, you know. So, yeah, the driver really means something, and hopefully we're going to do it again. You know, we're going to sell some more. We only did 5,000 the time that we sold them for charity.
Awesome, yeah. I mean...
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it really is. There's a lot of things that these guys do behind the scenes that we don't know about, and I thought, that's really cool, Bubba. You know, and when he said being the longest hit driver, you know, the longest hitter on the tour, and using a pink shaft like a girly shaft...
Yeah.
He's got such a strange sense of humor, but do you get the funniness in that? He's the longest, but he's using a girly colored driver. Oh, boy, he's really something.
Yeah.
So, where are you off to next, Michael Patrick Shields?
Ireland for St. Patrick's Day. This time it'll be at the Dromullen Castle Hotel and Country Estates in County Clare, very near the Shannon Airport, and very near Lahinch, which is Ireland's first ever golf course. It's a links course there that old Tom Morris originally laid out and has been tinkered with a bit now and again since then. And I just saw this week, speaking of news in that region, about 30 minutes from there, Dunebeg Golf Club, where I've broadcast from a number of times, has been sold to none other than...
Yes, the big man.
Donald Trump, the Donald, has bought Dunebeg.
Yes. Yeah, I don't know. I know he's great for golf, and he's great for golf on a rich person's level, you know? I couldn't afford to go to Donald Trump's place and play golf.
We're going to get a look at Doral very soon, of course, when the tour for the Cadillac Championship goes back after he's made all of his changes now. They were shut down, the Blue Monster, for a while. And so be curious to see how that's changed. And I talked with the fellows at Dunebeg the other day, and they're all just sort of getting used to the idea that the Donald owns it and trying to figure out what that means to all of them because it's in a very remote area, you know what I mean? And you just never know when you have new ownership what that will mean and what it won't mean. So,
what you're trying to say there is, do they have jobs? You know, is my job secure? That's always the question anybody has when somebody comes in. Will you talk to me from Ireland?
Yes, I will. That'll be an absolute blast.
Oh, fun. Daniel's excited.
Yeah. I wish you were going too. It's a great place.
I wish I were going too. Michael Patrick Shields, travel guru of the Golf Club radio show, our extraordinary gentleman, on his latest travel exploits. Thank you so much. I look forward to talking to you when you are in Ireland.
Aloha and mahalo.
We'll be back right after this. We're going to talk TaylorMade Golf Clubs, the Hot List, Gold. And coming up after a couple of weeks, we're going to cover everybody. So right now, TaylorMade gets to shine. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets, or join the Star team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911. 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get Star Protection.
Why wait to drive the Acura ILX? Why wait to experience design with purpose? An exterior so unique, you have to see it to believe it. Why wait to grab life by the wheel when you can do it now with paddle shifters in the Acura ILX? Why wait another 25 years to get what you want? The 2014 Acura ILX. Don't wait. Have a quarter-life crisis.
The 2014 ILX. Visit your local Acura dealer today.
The Acura RDX is incredibly spacious, with over 38 inches of rear legroom and over 76 cubic feet of cargo space. With leather-trimmed seating surfaces, the RDX interior was named one of Ward's 10 Best. The 2014 Acura RDX. Create your own space in the world. Acura reminds you to properly secure items stored in cargo area.
The 2014 RDX. Visit your local Acura dealer today.
Hi, we have a new phone number for you to call with your questions or your comments or your suggestions. The number is 844-332-8500. Please call that number. It's 844-332-8500. With your questions, your comments, or your suggestions about your game or about the game or about what we're talking about, let us know maybe what the funniest or most memorable moment was that happened to you on the golf course. You could be the winner of a couple of sleeves of golf balls. The number is 844-332-8500. Looking forward to hearing from you.
Oh man, will you look at that? It's right down the fairway. What a beautiful shot. Oh man, can't be too happy about that one. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
And welcome back. We're in the clubhouse. We're going to be talking with a young man. Moses Kahalekulu is the TaylorMade rep here in Hawaii. But first, I want to congratulate William Kawibas. You have won the golf balls, two sleeves from TaylorMade. And I'll need your address so that I can send them to you. We forgot to get your address. Yes, indeed, Bill. You are the winner. And there's the extended President's Day savings, the new Acura that could make you your commander-in-chief of your home, your driving world, and the soft Milano leather, the Bluetooth hands-free link, the navigation system. I can't even tell you how great this car is. Get inside it. You've got to go test drive during the extended President's Day sale. You'll get amazing savings, rates as low as 0.9%, okay? 0.9% on most new Acuras in stock or the special lease offers that start at just $209 a month. Go to 777 Ala Moana Boulevard. Get the best values of the year at Acura of Honolulu. Now, oh, tee times? You want to play a round of golf? I hope so. Wailea Gold Course has a 10:50. And the Wailea Emerald Course has a 10:50. Makaha East, 11:45. Olomana has a 9:41 and an 11:40. Royal Hawaiian Country Club has a 9:10 and a 10:40. Ko'olina has a 12:48 and a 2 o'clock. And Kapolei has a 2:30. Let's see. Makalei has an 11:16. Volcano has a 10:42. Poipu is sold out until 2:20. They've got a skins game going on, Southside Men's Club, and the Oar Group. And if you go over to Poipu Bay for tee time after 2:20, you know that 25% off the sale rack is still going on. Bringing into the clubhouse now, TaylorMade Hawaii rep, Moses Kahalekulu, welcome to the show.
Aloha, Danielle. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Moses grew up in Wailuku on Maui. He started playing at the age of 11. Tell us about how you got into the game, Moses.
Well, my parents always sort of encouraged me to play sports in school, and which was really, you know, I think athletics is just so important for the youth these days. And so I played various sports and, you know, never was the biggest or the fastest, but when it came down to golf, I mean, it's such a level playing field that I really saw myself excelling at the sport, and eventually it led to some college golf as well. So just a great sport, and I really enjoyed playing the game.
Absolutely. Your Waiehu Muni was your home course when you were playing high school golf, Baldwin.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, coming from some humble beginnings, I really appreciate the junior golf program in Hawaii. I think it's spectacular, and the work that people do here to give opportunities for the younger youth to play, because, you know, we played $5 a month, all you can play, and it really allowed me to excel the sport and get to know what golf was all about.
Didn't you play Hawaii State Junior Golf Association golf?
I did.
Yeah.
Right, HSJGA, and it was such a great opportunity, and you get to meet a lot of the young players, and it's very competitive, and I just see it growing and growing, and it's really refreshing to see the amount of work and time is spent to allow the kids these opportunities to get to know the game of golf.
It's awesome. Now, your dad, James Kahalekulu, and grandfather Moses Senior, they taught you the rules and the etiquette and all that stuff?
Oh, definitely. I mean, I never really took lessons from any kind of PGA pro. It was really came from a golfing family. Everybody plays golf, and so, you know, they just kind of handed down the knowledge to me, and then over the course of time I would meet some pros here and there, and they're always so kind in helping me and giving me some pointers from time to time.
That's awesome. Absolutely. You know, I want to take a listen to Ernie Els. Ernie Els and Jordan Spieth are playing in match play. I mean, you know, one of the older players, one of the mature players, and yeah. Jordan Spieth is this young gun, right? And this is what Ernie said. about Jordan?
I actually even met him when he was in college still at Riviera, I believe, a couple of years ago. And he's just a solid kid, just a really solid, solid kid. Not big-headed at all, you know. And, he's got his feet on the ground. That's what I'm trying to say. And, you know, we played together last year in November at HSBC. And, you know, he told me that he was really excited on working on some new stuff, improving his game. He was going to go back to his, you know, his coach at Texas and work on some stuff. And obviously, he's on the right path. So, you know, if he keeps getting better, you know, he's obviously the man to watch for the future. I mean, he's already there. You know, what he's done last year without any eligibility to play anyway, to get a card, win a tournament, and be where he is today is quite an accomplishment.
Yes, I mean, it really is. And what you said, I'm talking with Moses Kahalekulu. He's TaylorMade Hawaii rep. Getting to know Moses. He just started. Not in the game. He just started. Right? You just started as the TaylorMade rep here?
Right, yeah. I had my start on January 6th. With my official start date.
Yeah. What you said about how golf gave you wits, confidence, you know, taught you how to use your wits, so to speak.
Right.
Built up your confidence, taught you patience and skills. We're mesmerized by the maturity, but it's not just in someone like Jordan Spieth, who, in addition to his maturity, has an incredible game skill,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of junior golfers come out into college, and they just are a little bit more savvy than other kids. They're more balanced, more down to earth. You walked on at University of San Francisco, got a bachelor's in marketing and finance, and having the Olympic Club as your home course...
Yeah, I was pretty spoiled.
So let's talk a little bit. Let's talk some TaylorMade golf clubs now. Some of this you know, these new terminology, the loft up, jet speed, speed pockets. You know, it's like, huh?
Definitely.
And not only did you guys make the hot list gold with your driver, I mean, Golf Works, also the TaylorMade SLDR driver, the editor review, you got 5 stars for everything, and just really hot. So, but let's, before we go to the driver, explain loft up, please.
Absolutely. And you, as you see on TV as well, the loft up message is really, really what we're trying to hit home on. This year, it's the challenge of actually lofting up because our product's been so low. So for forever and ever, it's been, you know, club manufacturers have been trying to move the center of gravity back towards the head, thinking that, you know, that's how we create launch. But what happens with that is that it creates too much backspin, too much RPMs, and basically that is not the code, cracking the code in distance. And what we've discovered is our sort of our holy grail conditions would be a 17-degree launch angle at 1,700 RPM. Now, that's pretty difficult to achieve, but that's the direction that we're heading in, with moving center of gravity lower in the head and also forward towards the face. So what that accomplishes is it really brings the spin rate down, but again, you have to break the sort of stigma and the way that people have thought in the past of lower loft. Now we're having to try to encourage people and really hit home on that message, is that with lower spin rate, you really, really need to start lofting up and using higher loft. For instance, we're going to be launching a 14-degree driver. The reason that we're doing that, again, that speaks volumes to the fact that you need to hit a higher loft to get a higher trajectory.
Is this for the casual golfer? I don't imagine this is necessary for somebody who's scratch or has a 10 handicap or, you know, a professional. This wouldn't work for them, would it?
Well, no, actually it would, right?
Oh.
So, regardless of who the player is, and of course you see that our product, we have SLDR driver, correct? And we have jet speed product. Now, those products are different, right? You've got SLDR, which is very adjustable. And then Jet Speed, which is our lighter product, to create more swing speed. That's really what that product is meant to do. However, the Loft Up message blankets all golfers, regardless of whether you're a single-digit or a double-digit handicap. And really, the Loft Up message is that everyone needs to loft up, because what I see time and time and again, especially at demo days and fittings, is that people just don't hit the ball high enough.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. This is, we're talking about getting off the ground so you're not killing mongoose.
Exactly. No mongoose killers. Yeah.
Okay. So the TaylorMade two drivers got on the hot list. TaylorMade's SLDR and the Jet Speed. Let's start off with the SLDR. And one of the player comments was, changing the setup makes all the difference in the world. This went from iffy to really special.
Mm-hmm.
This person's talking about being fitted, right?
Right, absolutely. And again, you know, you have so much adjustability on the driver, and some people get a little bit overwhelmed, but the fact of the matter is that we found out that 80% of golfers just don't hit the ball at the right trajectory. And so that all equates to loft distance. For instance, going back to the message about optimal launch and optimal spin rate, for sports fans, I mean, think about it as throwing a football, for example. If you throw it too low to your target, it's going to fall short. If you lob it up there too high, it's also going to fall short. So you really are looking for that exact launch angle to get it to your target, and that's really an analogy of what our product does and how we tune it to get you to that optimal launch.
So what you really need to, you know, you can go buy this, and once you get confident, you can start making your own adjustments maybe, or as your game changes. But initially, I really recommend that you go and have somebody who knows, can see your swing speed, and don't be embarrassed about swinging in front of somebody. You know, the person's just there. It's like a doctor. I don't want to show the doctor because, you know, you want to show the doctor, okay? That way the doctor can fix it. So think of your fitter as a doctor. He's not judging you. So many times it makes you uncomfortable. You feel like you're being judged. You're not being judged, right?
Absolutely, Danielle. And also another point is that, I mean, think about most tour pros, right? Most tour pros don't just go into a shop and buy something. And I mean, every tour pro has a different swing. There's different conditions and physical attributes. So they're going in to see fitters as well. And I think that every golfer should have that opportunity because everybody's a little bit different. And then also our clubs being so adjustable is that each player evolves, right? Whether it's through lessons or just playing more golf. And so our clubs really evolve with the golfer, so you're not just stuck with one driver as your swing changes.
That's really good. And the same thing was said of the TaylorMade Jet Speed. Jet Speed's simpler adjustability and slight draw bias on the standard model made it friendly to average players. And just be sure to get fit. You know, just that's just really important. Now, you don't have just drivers on the hot list gold. You also have a wood. The Jet Speed wood made it on the hot list gold list. And hot list gold list. and one of the hot things about the Jet Speed wood, which, by the way, what is the secret to hitting a wood?
It's loft. I mean, really, that's why we make a high launch product. You know, I mean, we see 15 degrees usually being the standard loft of a 3-wood. TaylorMade really looked at that and dissected that and said, hey, you know what? People aren't getting 3-woods in the air, and therefore they're not getting any of the benefits of the distance, and they're losing out. So we looked at that formula and said, hey, let's try to create a 17-degree high launch 3-wood. And people respond to that immediately because you get the benefits of hitting a 3-wood distance, but also the launch. So again, the loft-up story comes back, even in the woods.
Exactly. Well, yeah, I'd rather play on iron, you know.
Right, exactly. Exactly. So when you see more loft on the face, people get a little bit more confident, and it's just more appealing to them.
Yeah, okay. One, the shallower face was hot, the height from sole to crown. It refreshing to see a fairway wood that's designed to be playable off the turf. The extra long shaft lengths, that was one of the things I just found this, that some people felt uncomfortable. Is it possible when I go to a demo day to tell you what shaft I want put on this club?
Oh, absolutely. And we look at everything. I mean, we look at to see, you know, where you're gripping the club. Do we need to order you a custom club where we can cut it down? And our customizations on everything are, there's just so many different things we can do for you. We can do iron fittings. I mean, just really tailored to where you're comfortable and where it looks like you'll get the most.
That's excellent. Now, on the hybrid, this is the last. We have just a couple of minutes.
Mm-hmm.
The hybrid, Titleist 913H, 913H.D. Now, that really confuses me. See, whoa, okay. Anytime it's like, you know, version 10.3 for my operating system. What's the difference between those two?
So, I mean, our hybrids, again, you'll see that we use speed pocket technology. And that's something that no other manufacturer does. Of course, Adams is part of our company as well, so you'll see it in their product. But speed pocket technology is going to be, in my opinion, of course, the just the new face of golf. Because the benefits of what you get through that, and we're even putting them in our irons, they're just incredible. You'll see higher launches, faster faces, right? You have face flexion, that trampoline effect, more consistent distance, and it increases the sweet spot on the actual face, which, let's face it, everybody wants that, right? So the speed pocket is really the innovative technology that is tailor-made that really sort of, I think, sets us apart from other manufacturers.
Interesting. The speed pocket. Yeah, right. It makes me feel like it's somehow aerodynamically related to the swing, is it?
Very much so, and it's instilled in the head. It's a technology that's cut through. So most of the time you can't see it because we fill it with an isopolymer. It's just like this gel, so you don't have to stick a tee in there and get mud and debris out of it. But really, if you were to cut one of the heads in half, you could really see what's in there and how that feed pocket works, and basically just the space in between the face and the actual body of the club. And that, again, allows us to push center of gravity lower and forward towards the face, which is our formula, and also allow you all those benefits of higher launch, more distance, and more speed.
You know what? Moses, you're hired. I'm ready to go run out and get myself a couple of clubs here. I'm convinced. TaylorMade Golf. This is Moses Kahalekulu. Thanks for being on the show. By the way, the team, the speed teams, Dustin Johnson, Sergio Garcia, Jason Day, and Justin Rose, they were all at Accenture. The remaining is Jason Day. We were talking about him earlier with Rex Hoggard. Jason was his pick. Thanks, Moses. We're going to talk again soon.
Hey, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. And I'd like to thank the people who make this show possible, you know, because without them, hey. Extended President's Day savings. A new Acura makes you commander-in-chief of your driving world with soft Milano leather and the Bluetooth hands-free link and the navigation system for surface, street, and freeway traffic and customized audio features, including Pandora. Well, you just make your own little world, your own little oval office in your new Acura MDX or RLX. During the extended President's Day sale, you'll get amazing savings as low as 0.9% APR on most of the new Acuras in stock. Go to 777 Ala Moana Boulevard and check out that car. Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, visually stunning, and they are innovators at Poipu Bay. You heard about them this morning. We're talking with hackgolf.org. You know, for $25, you can go practice, get your balls free, practice range balls, and then you get your cart, and then you go on the course for three holes, and it's only $25. You can't beat that. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai South Shore Gem, and Star Protection for property threat and risk assessment. You get the guys on your property. They check out where you're vulnerable. Then they protect your home or your business. Okay? Get the Star Team on your property in Hawaii and California. Thank you for your mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2014.